When it's time for your next real estate transaction, look to Helping the People for an innovative and socially conscious way to buy or sell a home. You'll be matched with a preferred realtor to lead you through the transaction professionally and efficiently. Plus, 25% of the commission is donated to support our veterans program. And that provides veterans with bathroom remodels for their service-connected injuries. So, you're looking to buy a home? Or it's time to sell yours? Give them a call at 833-694-6636 or visit helpingthepeople.org.
Welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, balance, and promote good people doing good business and good things. This is our Wednesday signature segment, Nin's Navigation, with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Our topic for December, branding makes the world go round. Tune in every Wednesday and let Nin help you take your business and yourself to the next level. Nin's Navigation is a soulful compass that will empower you to attract an abundance of wealth, love, wisdom, success, and contentment in your life. We look forward to you joining us on this journey. Enjoy the show. Welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. We're a resource, platform, and community that shares stories, lets passions be heard, and showcases good people doing good business and good things. And our special expert contributor today is one of those very good people. And for those of you who are just tuning in, she has a signature segment called Nin's Navigation, and it's every Wednesday. Each month, she picks a different topic. Every single week, we build on the actual topic, and there's documents you could download, a lot of interaction. She's there as a support system, especially if you even need someone to talk to help you guide you through these steps of whatever it is that we're putting together. Last month, it was Find Your Passion and Get Ready for 2019. And we're going to talk about what's going on with this series that we're doing for the month of December. But I just want to bring to everyone's attention that I mentioned that this is a resource platform and community. All of the guests and all the experts that we've had on our show, all of their information is on our website. So you can listen to their shows, you can read about them, you can read the summaries, and that is everythinghometalkshow.com. And all of Nin's information, this whole series that we're doing, plus the series in November, I just put everything on the homepage to make it simple for everybody. So you can just click. Everything is click, click, click. So you just put the mouse on or just put your finger on your phone onto the banner. You'll see Nin's Navigation. She's got a nice little banner right there. If you click on that, you could get directed to any of the shows, download the documents, follow along, use it as a support. And all of the guests and information's there. Nin's information's there. I encourage you to check it out. Begin to use it as a resource. So much great quality, good people. You can really learn from them. Hire them, get to know them, listen to them, see if you like them. Could also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. So let's get right into Nin's Navigation series, which is December, and we are talking about branding makes the world go round. Her experience, 20-some years in the corporate world, is all about branding. So the great thing about Nin is she's bringing that corporate world into the entrepreneur small business world through Nin's Dreams, which is her consulting and coaching company. So she's got both sides. If you're looking for some direction or just information, why not get the best on both sides of the world? Because as we're going to go into some detail today, especially when it comes to branding, oh my God, some of the stuff that she's doing on just the corporate side versus the small business side. Pretty amazing stuff. Pretty cool too. It's just because it's things that you can relate to and go, God, I knew that's why they did that. Or, oh, you know what? That makes sense now. And that's probably the reason why I bought this or that. Aha. Yeah, it's amazing. It's almost like they get into your brain. But before we do that, I need to say my little joke. So everybody go ahead and put your head from side to side, make it nice and cracked. Take a deep breath. Exhale, just give us 20-30 minutes of your time today, and I guarantee it'll be entertaining. Plus, you'll actually really learn some cool stuff. My joke. A math teacher said to his students, I have 5 bottles in one hand, and I have 6 bottles in the other. What do I have? And the one student replied, a drinking problem. That was a good one, too. I thought that was funny. Okay. All right. So the giggle, that was my friend Nin Rafat. She's a business and leadership consultant and coach and the owner of Nin's Dreams. Her signature series is Nin's Navigation. She is my favorite expert contributor. We are talking today about branding makes the world go round. How are you today, Nin?
I'm good, Michelle. Thank you so much. And I love the joke. You have now you have like more fans. Your fans are growing about the jokes because it's
like three.
It started with my sons, and now it's like, okay, it's me there too.
So, it takes a little warming up too, but for the most part, now I got three fans. So I got three and three and counting. We're gonna grow this entourage that we have. It'll take a little time, but I'm sure people will come around.
Yes. So lovely listeners, I hope you are having great time. You enjoyed our November series. It was all about passion, identifying your why, dreams, and you know, this is just to gear you up for your brand, your business. And now we are into the game in the arena, so there's no going back. Fasten your seat belts, because throughout December, we'll be bringing some real good, fascinating stuff, the simple things that we should do and or we should avoid to make our brand stand out. We'll be talking all of that and sharing some downloads so that you have some material with you to use and refer to. And then, obviously, I'm there to help you. My phone, my email, everything is there on this podcast page, so you can get everything on the web from the website. And then obviously Michelle is there. If for any reason you don't find me, you can always find Michelle. And if you find Michelle, then finding them will be a no-brainer. So let's start with what branding is. I really wanted this show to be live interactive so that you start answering me. And But the usual answer that I get from everybody, from common men, from small businesses or entrepreneurs or who are, you know, like starting their business or aiming to have a business, they consider branding as something to do with the logo, the color, and that's about it. And so they concentrate on what our logo should look like and what the colors should be. And usually the colors and the logo are more connected with themselves rather than with the customers or the audience or the market they want to attract. So that's the key thing, that when it comes to branding, you have to keep that in mind, that the story, your business, let's consider business as a story. So in the story, the customer is the hero, not your brand. So you have to give importance and significance and consideration to the hero. The story should revolve around the heroes. Any story, if you look at it, it weaves around a hero, and everything happens to make him comfortable or him successful or him achieve something, whatever the story is built. But similarly, brand should focus on the customer and consider customer as the hero. And when I say that you have to consider the customer as the hero, it's because in its purest form, a story starts with a character, usually who lives in peace and stability, and then suddenly that stability is disrupted. Either a bomb goes off, someone is kidnapped, lover is killed, or a disaster strikes, whatever. The hero then sets out on a journey to return to the perfect life he once enjoyed. That's usually how the stories go. Customers, similarly, are attracted to us for the same reason heroes are pulled into stories. They want to solve a problem that has, in big or small ways, disrupted their peaceful life. So what it is that the customer, for example, if you are selling lawn care products and your customer is coming to you because, you know, they have a beautiful house, they have everything, but there is something wrong with the lawn. They are embarrassed about their lawn, or they simply don't have the time to do the work. So they are coming to you to solve a problem. And your brand should reflect your ability to do that. That's the core thing. Once you identify who your customer is, then you have to ask yourself what they want as it relates to your brand. The key here is that the catalyst for any story is that the hero wants something. This is all what I told earlier also. The rest of the story is a journey about discovering whether the hero will get what they want. And so we have so many, like if you come in the market, if you're looking for a coach, let's say you are a customer for the time being. Consider yourself as a customer and you're looking for a coach. There will be thousands that you can find. But what makes you take that decision to hire or to invest your time with one coach out of the hundreds that you found? You take that decision if the coach himself or herself has the clarity of the message, that what they can do for you. Because you have a problem. You don't want to go to a person who himself or herself is confused in what they can offer. You have to be very clear with your message. If we don't communicate clearly, we shrink. Because customers, you know, like if you start telling your story, your brand, that, you know, like 100 years ago, you know, we immigrated, my dad opened it. This all comes later. That becomes the history, the depth of your brand. But that's not what the customers are looking. They're not there to listen to your stories of what happened when your dad started the business or your mom started the business. That's the depth. That comes when the relationship is built. Then they want to know more and more. But the moment they will see that you are answering their problem, you are the answer, you are the solution to the problem, they'll connect with you. So it is very, very, very important for any business, any entrepreneur or a solopreneur to make sure that he or she knows what they are offering to the customers. They should have their message with clarity. They should be sure that what problem they are trying to solve. The customer shouldn't be running around through your website, or they can sit with you for an hour and the customer doesn't even know what you do because you're not clear. You are just running around everywhere. So make sure that your message is very, very clear. And I'll give you a simple tip here. I'll give you an exercise to do. You can write it down. It's very simple. I'll give you a sentence and there are fill in the blanks. So you can fill those blanks and see what you get out of it. So here it is. My product is for people who believe - I will focus on people who want - I promise that engaging with what I make will help you get - So as you can see that this whole thing, giving you the exact clarity of which people you want to serve, what problem you want to serve, and what will be the result of working with you. What is the result that you're working for? So if you start, just use it as a prompt and you will develop a message which is really, really clear. Now, one important thing is that the brand should, or your logo, that shouldn't be very busy. A logo should be simple. The more simple, the better. The more simpler, the better. It has to reflect what you want to do. And then the colors that you select should not be based on because I like blue, because I like purple, because I like yellow. No, it should be reflective of the message that you are giving. For example, if you go to my logo, Nin's Dreams logo, you'll see there are steps. The logo is like kind of steps. So it's reflective of that you begin and you're taking the ladder step upwards. And the colors, they're starting somewhere from gray and blue and then turning into purple. So that's like purple is the color, the royal color, the color of stability. So that's what it's reflecting. And because I'm a consultant and coach, the logo itself is you are at whatever step you are, I'm there to help you. I'm there to take you ahead. And I'm taking you towards prosperity. There will be gray areas. There will be areas where you feel that, oh, you have fulfilled, which is blue. But then you are actually going towards the purple tones, which is like the royalty or the stability stuff. And similarly, when you have to define what Nin's Dream, my one-liner is that it's a one-step solution for businesses. So it's like a one-step solution. So for all your business needs. Now, when we say business needs, it's cover everything. It covers the financials. It covers the branding. It covers your mindset, all your business needs. That's what it is. So I'll give you a few examples that, for example, a financial advisor can say a plan for your retirement. Because you are telling them that there is retirement or is something which is of concern to people, that what if we retire, what will be our life, how stable we would be. If you are a financial advisor, so you bring that problem, the highlight that you can solve something which is of some concern to your customer. Like a dining restaurant can be, you can use a phrase like a meal everybody will remember. So it's like that you're inviting or you are going out with taking your friend there or you are there on your own, but that's the meal that you have there which will create memories. So the customers connect and you have to bring that thing in your branding. The connection, that's very important. The clarity, so number one is the C's, right? So number one is clarity, then the connection, and then it's about your consistency throughout the branding. So these are the three C's that you have to keep in mind. I add a fourth one, which is communicate, but then communicate and connect are almost the same. But I add communicate because I believe that connect is where you're connecting. It's kind of a soul. It's something which is not tangible, but communication is tangible. So you are connecting, but then you are also communicating with your brand, with your customer. The most important thing to remember is that if you know your customer, if you know what you're trying to solve, you have to make sure that your customers get this idea. You have to make them feel that if they don't, what are they going to lose if they don't have you? So you have to give that perception also. You have to give that perspective to your customers as well. So while you're building your brand story, so to sum up whatever I said up till now, it's very simple. You have to have a very clear message. For a very clear message, you should know your audience. The center of attraction or the center, the nucleus of your business should be the customer, which I referred as hero. So that should be your customer. Your brand should revolve around that particular customer that you have created your business or your product for. And then the four C's, which is clarity, connect, communicate, consistency. So consistent. So you have to have this thing together. I gave you a fill in the blank statement. You start filling those blanks you will have answers for all the four C's. And then, because your brand is your story, but again, I'm repeating that the story revolves around a hero who is unhappy or who has lost something and is striving to get back peace and or to achieve that. So if you take this as customer to be the hero, then hero needs a guide. Things don't happen to him. There are people who come to his help. And when the people come to his help, whether they are the friends in the story or whoever they are, they come to help and they help hero to achieve his goal. So your brand should be that support system for that hero, that if he wants to achieve something, this is my guide. This is my support system. They are very clear on what I want, so I will achieve. And while you're building your brand story, the key part is you have heard, all of us have heard about ROI, which is return on investment. But in corporate, we use a word. We use these initials, something like COI, which is cost of inaction. So what does that mean? Cost of inaction means that through your story, you have to tell them what will be the cost if they don't take you on board. What will be the cost? You have to trigger that COI in your branding story. And if you cover all these areas, you'll be building a perfect brand for the customers and sustainable business model. So branding is really important. But again, I'm repeating that branding should not be considered as the glamour part. It's not the glamour. And as you know, we named our December episodes, branding makes the world go round. We have grown, we have grown up, we have heard love makes the world go round. But now we are saying branding makes the world go round. And why we are saying this? Because branding has influenced the human race so very much. There are brands who have been so strong. For example, DuPont is a company and Lycra is their brand name. So for the material which has elasticity. But people around the world use the word Lycra. Everybody knows Lycra means elasticity. Any fabric which will have Lycra means that it will have elasticity. But Lycra is actually a brand name of the product. It's not the generic name of the product. It's the brand. So the way DuPont started branding it, it hit the minds of the people so very much that everybody calls it Lycra. So in our future episodes, I'll bring in these concepts of how the corporate brings in, how they play around with their images, their words, their advertisements, and build a whole story, a whole brand story for their customers. And customers are hooked up. They just can't think of anything else other than something like the thing they are hooked up with. For example, with me, it's like anything, any tablet that helps me with my fever or headache is a Tylenol. Tylenol is the brand name. It's not the generic name of the medicine. But everything that helps me, do you have Tylenol? If not, okay, something similar to Tylenol. That's my usually what I go around in the pharmacy or on the shelves. So if you focus on the points that I told you, you will be actually building up brands as strong as Lycra, as strong as Tylenol, as strong as Band-Aid. You're going to do that. So just as I said, fasten your seatbelts and get ready. If you're doing anything wrong, stop, take a pause, and start looking at your branding and start building the brand story. That will really help you. Michelle, any questions?
Actually, yes, Dina. I have a couple questions, but I also want to make a couple points here. I'm glad that you brought up the examples of the Tylenol and the Lycra so people could understand really the difference between the brand and the company. I remember years ago when someone would make a photocopy, it was always make a Xerox copy or make a Xerox. But Xerox is the company name, not the actual action or the item. The brand took over. Or someone would always say, can you have a Kleenex? Well, Kleenex is just a tissue. They wanted a tissue, but the name Kleenex took over all the tissues on the planet. At that point, you feel bad for everybody who's not a Kleenex, even though people would want a Kleenex. They don't care. They just want a piece of paper to wipe their nose. Google is probably something people could relate to nowadays, where when someone does a search or they want to use a search engine on the computer, they say, well, why don't you just Google it? There's other search engines. There's Bing and Internet Explorer, but everybody says, Google it. Well, Google's taken over search engine. Well, you mentioned Band-Aid. As soon as you said that, I was trying to think, what do you call a Band-Aid if you don't call it Band-Aid? And I don't have an answer for that. So what do you call a Band-Aid if it's not Band-Aid? Because Band-Aid, of all the brands that I just mentioned, Band-Aid has probably cornered the market or taken over an actual product more so than anything else, because I can't think of what you call a Band-Aid if it's not a Band-Aid. At that point, way to go. I believe it's Johnson & Johnson, right? Are they the ones that did Band-Aid?
Yes.
So I'm glad that you brought up those specific examples, because then it really differentiates products and services from the companies, all those different things that people that are self-employed or business owners or even the entrepreneurs, even people that are just wanting to be more aware of what's going on with the products and services and the companies that they buy from or work at. And that's when it gets really fascinating, because now you're talking some psychology stuff, you're talking sociology stuff, and that's the things you're really great at. So I'm glad that we're going to be talking about a lot of that stuff. I think that's a great intro to get everybody's appetite wet for some really great things. Plus, like the examples you gave, that's some really cool stuff where it's part of our culture. It's part of our history. People are going to learn a little history during this month. I think that's pretty cool stuff too. So buying behaviors and behaviors of people and patterns, that stuff's just fascinating. So, and it also makes you understand people better. It makes you understand maybe your family and friends, why they do stupid stuff or why they do what they do. So, hey, it's all good. So is there anything else that you want to add before we do the teaser and end the show?
No, I think we are good. And I would definitely encourage the listeners that if they want to ask something, this is the month for branding. They are most welcome to send their questions and their feedback. And if they want us to cover something, they should come up now, because everything is free and everything is, we are talking about, we are sharing so much of material in terms of the content. Not only that I'm speaking about it and, you are speaking about it, but we'll be sharing documents also. So if the listeners have any particular special need that they want to be answered, questions that they want to be answered, that they should open up and step ahead and ask this. So that would help them grow.
And what they could do is go to the website, everythinghometalkshow.com. If you want to follow us on any of the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you can contact directly, make a comment, send a message, follow, like, subscribe, do all that. Nin's email and her website and her phone number is on the Nin's navigation page, which is at the very top of the website. So you can contact her directly there. You can send an email through the website. You can, there's 100 different ways to contact either one of us to get your questions answered and get in direct contact. So whichever way is easiest for you, it's there. Just go to that homepage and you'll find everything you need. And we're going to have a really cool December. We're going to do a live show, which will probably be the week after. So that way, if anybody wants to call in with questions directly, or if there's something they want to talk about or bring up, we'll be able to address them there. We'll do a Facebook live session, and we'll also do it live on this talk radio platform. So we'll do a combo. So that way, if anybody wants to interact for messaging, you can message directly. You can Facebook directly. you can call in to the talk show. Because we can give the phone number and you can talk, call in live as if it's old school on your radio in your car. We're going to implement as many cool things we can do to have everybody interact and get that information that you need to get your business to the next level or answer some really interesting questions about what's going on in life and culture and a little bit of, like I said, history lessons this month. So Nin, I appreciate you so much for delivering some great content. It's going to be a really cool month. We're going to jazz it up. We're going to throw in all of this cool social media platform junk and make everybody get ready for a great 2019. I think it's long overdue. Tune in next week, everybody. We will be back on Wednesdays throughout December, where Nin is going to be talking about branding makes the world go round. And that was Nin's Navigation, our December series, Branding Makes the World Go Round, with Nin Rafat. Please visit everythinghometalkshow.com for all of her shows, our other guests, expert contributors, their information, all the shows. They're listed on our website. Please start using it as a resource. They're really good people doing good business and good things. You can listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Talk Show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Thanks for listening and make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Nin's Navigation with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Join us every Wednesday in December so Nin can help you navigate life's highway and give you the roadmap to understanding why branding makes the world go round.